onion is just appearing with this beautiful pink, magenta sort of color. It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm just going to allow all of us to receive this. And then we'll begin with our normal transmission. So we're opening up our hearts. We're opening up to love. We're opening up to our true existence. And she's saying that we really cannot avoid doing this, that at some point we each have to learn how to take ourselves back. We need to learn how to make ourselves whole, meaning to always be in our truest claim, to always be in our truest scenery. And so it's out of that love sequencing, it's out of that love's chamber that all is assisted. So whatever is for everyone's best and highest good is always what's going to be recommended, is always what's going to be your next alibi, meaning what you're going to want to do, because we're honoring our alignment with our divine will. But if we're not listening to love's beckon and call, meaning we're going to just throw out the judgments and the demerits and all that, that we'll never find our way home, because we'll never be functioning out of our true nature. So allow yourselves to sing. So when she's saying sing, it's like allow the song of your soul to reverberate on your heartstrings, because you don't want someone else's life plan. You don't want the life plan that was sold to you by well-meaning elders. That you have your own life quickening. You have your own soul directive that's soon to be sung by the choir, meaning you will receive it, you will hear it, you will reverberate to it, and nothing else will satisfy you. So all the dreams of the past, some of the plans even currently under your feet, may have to go, because you're learning to stay a while, meaning the truth of your soul is being stirred, is being welcomed, is being prioritized, is being multiplied. So being multiplied is, it's increasing in volume, it's increasing in significance, it's increasing in its haloed effort and truth at last, meaning it's really kind of taking you over, and it kind of almost looked like a tsunami. And so when you have a tsunami, it's like, unless you were an animal that you climbed up really fast early, it's going to cover you. You know, where are you going to go? So this is a tsunami of love, of love's voice. And it's love's voice that has your answer key, that has all the answers inside, as you are willing to stay a while. So staying a while means you're prioritizing your own heart. You're prioritizing your own lifestyle. Your own lifestyle is, what is your soul calling you to do next? What is your soul calling you to pay attention to? Not what's over the megaphone, not what's making a lot of noise. It's usually much more subtle than the screaming and the shouting. And so this is where we're learning to go it alone, meaning learning to keep our own divine counsel, learning to listen to the voice within. So allow yourselves to know. Knowing is, it's all there, as you will rest, as you will reach in, as you will allow, as you will surrender. But the more that we allow ourselves to know, the more that we appreciate that we already are privileged, that we already are packed a hefty lunch. So it's sort of like looking for something to eat, and it's like, oh my gosh, I just packed like a super duper lunch, I forgot. That's basically what it is. We're walking around blind leading the blind, and the answers are all inside. as we will allow, as we will suggest, as we will self-regulate. Self-regulating is what's causing disruption from the past, a repeated fear from yesterday, a repeated bias of long ago. It's going to get triggered. It's going to be brought up in your face so that you can readjust, so that you can throw it away. Like repeating this inherited belief is not serving me, is not helping me, is not getting me where I want to go. I release it. I surrender it. I allow it to be dismissed. Meaning that whoever bought into it before me prior was just as confused as, and lost as I currently was. So I don't want to be upset at them. It's like the light that I'm finding, I wanted to just be sent upon them so that they too can find their way. So it's like someone giving you directions and it's like, oh, that wasn't right. But now that I found my way, let that information be echoed, be orchestrated, be well received, so everybody can join in, so everybody can party, so everybody can stand up, so everyone can come inside. Coming inside our true nature, coming inside our true heart extension, coming inside our true wisdom, coming inside our truest essence. There's another word, and I am not getting this, but the energy coming through really speaks for itself. So in other words, we're really waking, like awakening, reassembling, quickening into a new discovery of self as we will permit it, as we will allow it, as we will surrender, as we will let go. So receive and decide. When they're saying decide, we have to choose. We can decide to call the shots from long ago, following the ego along, or we can open up to our better increase, our higher sense, our greatest essence. And so this is the guide that when we come upon guides, when we come upon masters, they're reflecting, they're symbolic of that master teacher within, that master teacher with inside. So receive the heartland, receive your true worth, receive your true inner guidance now, and receive it complete. So it may unravel, it may come through with hints or steps or twists and turns, but you're receiving the entire ball of wax now. You're receiving all the steps complete in one agreement, in one download. And so you want to feel that even though you're walking it out, every single step in your next assignment, in your next lesson plan, in your next manifestation has already been orchestrated, is already prearranged. And you're allowing yourself to arrive. You're allowing yourself to orchestrate. You're allowing yourself to demonstrate. You're allowing yourself to your true consent. Remembering that what we're consenting to is our true self at last. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.